This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of businesses, they pour significant resources into Google Ads, right?
Yeah.
Almost solely for, like, immediate sales.
Yeah, treating it purely as a direct transaction machine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what if overlooking its power for brand awareness means leaving real long-term value behind?
That's a really critical point.
So today, yeah, we're diving deep into that, how Google Ads isn't just about today's sale, but making your brand, well, unforgettable down the line.
That's absolutely right. And what's often overlooked, I think, is that the vast majority of consumers, they just don't convert the very first time they see a business.
Mm-hmm.
Research consistently shows it takes multiple exposures, you know, multiple interactions with your brand, your message, before they're actually ready to engage or make a purchase.
Right.
So our deep dive today, it's really designed to show you how these campaigns aren't just about that direct response. They're actually foundational for building visibility, fostering that familiarity, and crucially, establishing trust. These are the elements that really influence those future buying decisions.
Okay, so whether you're maybe introducing new products, new services, trying to get them out to a wider audience.
Yeah, or even just staying competitive.
Right, against maybe bigger, more established brands.
Yeah.
Or, you know, simply aiming to drive consistent impressions, consistent reach across Google's massive network.
Which is huge.
Then, yeah, this deep dive is definitely for you. We'll try and uncover the strategic benefits and the best practices for making sure your brand doesn't just get seen, but actually sticks.
Sticks in the minds of those future customers, yeah.
This whole idea that consumers need multiple exposures.
Yeah.
It's not just like basic marketing stuff, is it? It really changes how we should think about Google Ads.
It really does.
It moves us beyond just sell now to building that essential long-term foundation. But how does that actually work? Especially, say, when you're introducing something totally new.
Precisely. Because the traditional view, it often sort of pigeonholes Google Ads purely into that direct response category.
Right, left and convert.
Exactly. But when you're launching a new product, or maybe entering a completely fresh market, or even if you just need to stay top of mind against competitors who are really entrenched,
yeah,
brand awareness campaigns become, well, indispensable. They're all about strategically creating those first meaningful touch points, the kind that don't just generate a click right now, but actually nurture future buyers further down the line.
And talking about those touch points, the scale of Google's network it's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it?
Oh, it's immense.
One of the big benefits our sources highlight is that massive reach across so many channels.
Yeah.
Your brand can show up on millions of websites, right?
Yeah.
Through the display network, across YouTube videos, even inside mobile apps.
It's not just a big audience. It's a colossal opportunity for achieving that kind of omnipresence. But what's really powerful about that huge reach is how precisely you can actually tailor it. It's not like you're just casting this super wide net and, you know, hoping for the best.
Okay.
With Google's advanced targeting, I mean, from detailed demographics to things like custom intent audiences, affinity audiences, you're making sure your brand connects to the people who are most likely to actually care about what you offer.
Can you give an example? Like custom intent?
Sure. So with custom intent audiences, you're essentially targeting users who've actively searched for specific product terms, or maybe they've visited competitor websites.
Even if
they haven't encountered your brand yet. It's really about intercepting existing interest rather than just guessing.
That precision, that's really key.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people worry about the cost, right? If you're reaching so many people.
A common concern, yeah.
But the sources we looked at, they consistently point out that these brand awareness ads, they typically offer much lower cost per impression CPMs.
Significantly lower, often.
Compared to conversion-focused campaigns. Sometimes like 50% less, apparently. Which means you can get your message out to thousands, potentially, without, you know, emptying the budget.
Absolutely. And that affordability, it feeds directly into another benefit that's often overlooked, but it's critical, boosting your future conversion rates.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, it's kind of a compounding effect.
Mm.
What's fascinating is our sources indicate that brands consistently running awareness campaigns often see, say, an average 15-20% higher click-through rate on their later search ads.
For the same keywords.
For the same keywords, yeah.
Yeah.
Simply because people now recognize the brand.
So it's like a pre-warming effect.
Exactly. It's not just a warm-up. It's like you're building a measurable advantage by reducing that sort of psychological friction for when they're actually ready to buy later.
That's a huge insight. You know, one of the big challenges with traditional brand advertising, I always felt a bit fuzzy, hard to measure.
Like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Yeah.
A bit, hoping some of it stuck. But with Google Ads, the detailed reporting you get around brand awareness offers a level of insight that's, well, genuinely useful.
Definitely.
You can track viewable impressions, audience engagement. You can actually see how the campaigns are doing, which lets you tweak things, optimize.
Which brings up an important question for a lot of people. If the main goal is awareness, how do you actually measure success effectively?
Right. What are the KPIs?
Exactly. The best practices really emphasize setting realistic key performance indicators here. You're not looking for immediate clicks or direct sales from these campaigns.
Okay.
Instead, you're focusing on metrics like total impressions, viewable impressions, meaning the ad was actually seen by a human.
Right, not just loaded somewhere off screen.
Precisely. Also, reach, frequency, how often people are seeing it, and for video, things like view rates. These tell you if your message is actually landing, if it's being seen and absorbed by your target audience. You're laying that groundwork.
Understanding what to measure is definitely crucial for awareness. But I think the real question for many listening is probably, okay, how do I actually do this well?
Yeah, the practical side.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about those best practices. How do you set these campaigns up to really maximize that initial brand impact? First thing mentioned a lot, eye-catching visuals.
Absolutely critical.
And it's not just about pretty pictures, right? For brand awareness, it's about high-quality, clearly branded display ads, video creative, stuff that communicates your unique value proposition almost instantly.
Yeah, creating that visual hook right in the first few seconds of a video ad is key.
Or using dynamic display ads that really pop in a cluttered feed instead of just blending into the background.
And following on from that visual impact, another crucial best practice is really digging into those custom audiences we mentioned earlier.
Getting specific again.
Right. Going beyond just broad categories and proactively targeting users who've already shown active interest in similar products or services, or even building audiences based on competitor engagement.
Interesting.
It's about strategically expanding your reach, but to people who are already kind of in the right mindset for what you offer rather than, you know, starting completely cold.
And for telling stories, building that maybe more emotional connection at that early stage, top of funnel where people are just starting to think about a need.
Yeah, exploring options.
YouTube gets singled out as being incredibly effective there.
It really does. Video ads just allow for a much richer, more immersive brand experience, something that can still feel authentic, especially given how much time people spend watching video there.
Makes sense. Okay, so visuals, audiences, YouTube, what else?
Well, finally, once you've built up some of that initial familiarity through these awareness campaigns, the next step is really important, retargeting.
Bringing them back.
Exactly. You create remarketing lists from the people who've seen your awareness ads, they've been introduced, they know who you are now. And then you serve them maybe more conversion-focused ads later on. It creates this structured, efficient journey from that initial discovery phase towards a more informed decision.
Well, that was a really insightful deep dive into using Google Ads for brand awareness. It seems so clear now that building that familiarity, that trust, it's not just some vague, soft metric, is it?
Not at all. It's a strategic investment, very data-driven.
Yeah, directly impacting future conversions, long-term sales potential. It's really not about the quick wins, but about cultivating those meaningful touch points that actually resonate with people.
And if we connect that to the bigger picture, it really raises an important question, doesn't it? In a world just saturated with information, countless brands shouting for attention.
How do you stand out?
How do you truly stand out and build that essential recognition that translates into actual sustained growth?
Mm-hmm.
It comes back to that data-driven approach, ensuring every dollar spent is building market presence and trust. And leveraging that detailed reporting we talked about, the impressions, the audience engagement, to really see the measurable impact you're having in building that foundation.
So as you think about maybe integrating brand awareness into your own strategy, perhaps reflect on this. How many times does it take for a new brand to start feeling familiar and trustworthy to you personally?
That's a great question to ponder.
Think about how that strategic visibility, you know, built through consistent targeted messaging, really forms the backbone of genuine long-term business success. Maybe think, what's one brand out there that feels truly unforgettable to you? And how do you reckon they achieve that kind of omnipresence?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.